Hello again, and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn American English. At the same time, we tell you about interesting things that are happening around the world. Today, we will travel to Vietnam. Business activity is improving, but there are some negative effects to the environment. Then we'll travel across the Pacific Ocean to Hawaii to hear how climate change is affecting the shark population. Let's get started with part one. Vietnam's move from poverty to a fast-growing economy has caused harm to the environment. In the future, young people will be among those worst affected by the pollution. But as we hear from Ashley Thompson, some young people are taking action to change things.
Long Binh Bridge is one of the most famous structures in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi. On a recent day, the footpath along the bridge was lined with people, all wearing similar T-shirts. They call themselves the CARP team. Some carried signs with the message, "Don't drop nylon bags with the fish." One of them was 22-year-old Lê Thị Lai. She says it is a tradition for Vietnamese to release three fish 7 days before the start of Tet, the Lunar New Year. She says the fish are for the kitchen god, a spirit that lives in the home of every family. She says they will join the kitchen god when he returns to report back to the Jade Emperor. Lê Thị Lai says the problem is that many people release both the fish and the plastic bag they came in. This not only pollutes the environment, but can kill the fish. The CARP team's solution is to lower the fish down to the waterside so they can be released there. The team also collects the plastic waste so it can be reused. The students are not only active during Tet. 21-year-old Hoàng Hồng Vy is another member of the CARP team. She says the team supports Earth Hour, a program of the Worldwide Fund for Nature. She says they also are making plans for an event in June to raise interest in the issue of water pollution. Their work is just part of the activism that has grown in recent years because of rising concern over environmental issues. Vietnam's economic growth has led to polluted waterways and extensive loss of wildlife. The country rated 136 out of 178 countries on the 2014 Environmental Performance Index. The index measures what countries are doing to protect the environment and human health from environmental damage. Vietnam was given a rating of 170 for air quality, but its air pollution is not as severe as that in many Chinese cities. Nguyen Chi Theng is with the Asia Foundation. He says environmental problems are worsening in Vietnam's big cities like Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City. He says a growing number of Vietnamese are becoming concerned about the environment because it affects their lives and their children.
In Hanoi, you can see some, you know, at intersection, a few young people, you know, with banners say, you know, if you stop your bike for more than 30 seconds, you can just turn it off to save the energy and save the environment. I think they're really concerned about and the you know, the way people behave. They really try to, you know, promote the green behaviors among the people living in big cities right now.
Air pollution is a major concern for families in the big cities. Engines in cars and motorcycles are one of the leading pollution causes in Vietnam. The problem may worsen as traffic increases. Local media say the country now has about 37 million registered motorcycles, up from 32 million in 2008. Vietnamese officials have recognized the problem. The government plans to tighten pollution controls for automobiles in 2017 and again in 2022. But Nguyen Chi Thanh says reducing air pollution is not a top goal at this time. He says the government is putting more efforts into fighting water pollution.
I know some people in military and environment and natural resources, they are working on, you know, some kind of regulation, a more strict regulation on air pollution, but it's not coming out yet.
Lei Thi Lai from the CARP team says she thinks protecting the environment should not be the responsibility of one group of people. Pollution affects everyone, she says, so it is everyone's responsibility to do something about it. I'm Ashley Thompson.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Fishing, climate change, and pollution threaten many shark species. Now, scientists are getting a close look at the shark environment. They want to better understand the threats this important animal faces. Marcia James tells us what scientists are doing in Hawaii.
The University of Hawaii research site is on Coconut Island in Hawaii. It is just minutes by motorboat from the shore of Oahu, the most populated of the Hawaiian islands. The facility is a good place to observe sharks, since they are native to local waters. Some are being kept in this sheltered bay for study. Carl Meyer researches shark behavior.
When sharks are feeding, and hopefully how much they're eating, and that's what we use these captive animals for.
Scientists also observe the behavior of sharks in the open ocean. They place a sensor device in their food to observe the digestion process. They also measure the animals. Then the researchers release the sharks with electronic tracking devices attached to their fins. The researchers study tiger sharks, sandbar sharks, black tip sharks, and many others. They recently attached a camera to a sandbar shark to record its everyday activities.
When we recovered the camera, we saw that the shark had spent the day in a large aggregation of sharks. Not just sandbar sharks, but also blacktip sharks and many, many scalloped hammerhead sharks.
Sharks are quick and deadly, but rarely attack humans. Carl Meyer says those rare attacks receive heavy media coverage and are dramatized in movies like 1975's Jaws. He says sharks are important top-level hunters. They help keep a balance in ocean ecosystems. Pollution, climate change, and fishing threaten those systems. Many fishermen target sharks for the Asian food market. Fishermen also sometimes kill sharks in the process of hunting other species. The scientists at University of Hawaii study endangered sharks and those at risk of endangerment. Carl Meyer says that humans are more of a risk to sharks than sharks are a risk to humans.
Because never before in the natural history of the world have we seen a species become so dominant and so able to alter the natural environment.
And he says the results of those environmental changes cannot always be predicted. I'm Marcia James.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. This is VOA, the Voice of America.